This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It still feels like Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback. When I get asked by friends, relatives, strangers outside of work, I tell them that my feeling is that Rodgers will be here eventually. But he isn't yet. And I guess there is always a chance that he does leave the Steelers hanging high and dry. So what happens if that happens? Donnie Chedrick with you tonight on 93.7 The Fan until 8:45, a little pregame to the pregame, leading you into the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli at 8:45. Dan will join us a little bit before 8:30 to help preview tonight's matchup. Mike Burrow's making his second start in his major league career. Pirates were blanked again last night. Ninth time this season. We will get into that as well. Joel Nelson is behind the glass. We will have Joel's pick before the 8 p.m. hour begins, where Joel controls the topic. And Joel, a little bit ago, did a fantastic job standing in as the judge and moderator for the PM team name game, and it was one for the ages today. We did NBA MVPs, and we did Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Joel, an admirable job done by you during that segment, because it can get intense.
It sure did.
As you saw, and it can get difficult to even keep track from your position, so a good job done there by Joel. He will be chiming in as the night goes on, and as mentioned, he will have control of his own segment later on. Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette will join us in about an hour to help recap the first day of OTAs for the Steelers on the South Side. We may even hear from a Steeler or two following the first day of organized team activities. Aaron Rodgers, obviously not at OTAs, as he has not signed with the team. And even though that still seems to be the expectation around the league that Rodgers will sign with the Steelers, we have not gotten the pen to paper. We have not gotten the official word that he will sign with the team. So that being said, we will start to hear more and more about other options that are out there. That voice you heard at the top, that was Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, senior NFL reporter. And if you didn't hear it, here he is again.
I would say Kirk Cousins. I mean, I had some conversations with people this week to lead me to believe that Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Now, here's how they could make that happen. Cousins has $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year. Somebody's on the hook for that, whether it's Atlanta or someone else. So to facilitate a trade, Atlanta would need a team to offset some of that money, whether it's $4 million, $20 million, whatever it is. But the feeling around the league is that Atlanta has not been willing to budge on this. They haven't shown a lot of interest in trading Cousins. It would take a hefty price tag for another team to wiggle that out. As one source told me, if they were willing to take a small percentage, like let's say $7 or $8 million of that money, a deal would be done by now. There was interest earlier in the offseason. Right now, Pittsburgh might be the only hope for Cousins, or he's sort of stuck in Atlanta.
That was yesterday. Fowler suggesting that the Steelers' backup plan could be Kirk Cousins. And we are starting to see more and more people come out and talk about that. Every show on FS1 today has talked about it. In fact, the show that is on right now with Joy and Paul Pierce and Keyshawn Johnson, right now they are talking about it. Should the Steelers move on from Aaron Rodgers and pursue Cousins? Because he is at least on their radar. But moving on, pivoting here and going to Kirk Cousins, that would require a trade with the Falcons. and the Steelers would be likely handed quite the receipt to pay for the soon-to-be 37-year-old. Throughout his career, I've been a bigger Cousins fan than most have, but this plan sucks. In fact, you know what it tells me? It tells me that the Steelers right now don't actually have a plan. They are just continuing to shuffle the deck of football cards, because on the back of Kirk Cousins' football card, it's a pretty good look at his career numbers. A handful of 30-plus touchdown seasons, several 4,000-plus yard seasons, nearly 5K in 2016. Yeah, I know it was almost a decade ago. Completion percentage of about 67% for his career. A few times he either led or has been close to the league lead. You like that? I would if it was 5 or 10 years ago. Cousins is coming off by far his worst season, in which he was benched before the season's end for Michael Penix, on a team, by the way, that very much had a chance to make the playoffs. Cousins started 14 games. He was 7-7. He was benched. They got to 7-7 not because of him. In spite of him, they got to 7-7. He threw 16 picks, which led the league, in 14 games and only 18 touchdown passes. Again, he's had several seasons where he's had 30-plus touchdowns. He was a three-time Pro Bowler in his 6 years in Minnesota. He was pretty horrid against the Steelers in Week 1 last season, coming off an Achilles injury. Not to mention, the man has one playoff win in 13 seasons. One playoff win. I get that the first couple of years for him, he wasn't the starter. He was behind RG3 when they were both drafted in that 2012 class in Washington. But still, he has been a starter for more than a decade of his career. He has one playoff win. It came in the wild card round in New Orleans years ago. His agent belongs in the Hall of Fame, because even though Cousins has been good, he fails when it matters, but he still ends up with a massive, massive paycheck at the end of the day. Which brings us to our next issue, the money. If the decaying performance on the field and the injury history isn't enough to keep you away, the price tag will be. Cousins is owed $37.5 million in guarantees. And as you heard Jeremy Fowler say, the Falcons don't want to be left on the hook, say, the way the Broncos were for Russell Wilson. The Falcons want another team to pay at least part of that, a good chunk of that, as Fowler alluded to. He said the Falcons don't want to absorb much, if any, of that money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now that would be pretty staggering if a team actually said, yeah, we will pay all of it. Please give us Kirk Cousins. It would require a team to facilitate a trade at the same time, giving up some sort of draft capital or some sort of asset, and then paying at least a chunk of that $37.5 million. Can we please just push this idea completely off the table? This is 10 times, 100 times worse than what the plan currently is surrounding Aaron Rodgers. I would rather have Skylar Thompson play with his left hand all season than pay Kirk Cousins a lot of money and trade assets to the Atlanta Falcons to have this guy be the quarterback in 2025. Maybe 2015, maybe 2020, absolutely 2020. He had some very good years up until a few years ago. But this would be a brutal idea. And I'm not sure if Aaron Rodgers will play for as cheap as he claims, but I can almost bet it will be cheaper than the price for Cousins. And you don't have to trade for the guy. The Cousins idea sounds like a disaster. A disaster. It would be one of the dumbest moves in Steelers franchise history. How could anybody in the front office look at everything involved with it and actually give it the green light? That's why I don't think this is really on the table for them, fortunately. I'm not in that room. I'm not in their heads. But for what it's worth, I do not see this happening. I think this could just simply be a leverage play by the Steelers. This could be another way for them to try push and nudge Aaron Rodgers a little bit into making a decision, as if they have some sort of backup plan in Kirk Cousins. But Aaron Rodgers is not a dumb guy. He can't possibly think the Steelers would really do this, right? I certainly don't. 37-year-old Kirk Cousins with the Steelers, that would be ugly. But not ugly enough to put the Steelers in prime draft positioning, because make no mistake, if this would actually happen, the Steelers would try to convince themselves and us that Cousins is a missing piece of sorts. And they would absolutely find a way to 8 or 9, likely 9, wins in 25. A guy that has one career playoff win. Why not just let Mason Rudolph take the reins at that point? Who, by the way, we will hear from later on. He spoke to the media as the starting quarterback currently with this team. But if the Rodgers thing falls through, why not just let Mason be the man going forward? There are plenty of people who want that to happen right now, myself included. Not that I think Mason Rudolph is the answer. I just think it better suits the Steelers for their future. If the Rodgers thing falls through, since we all assume it'll happen, if it would actually not take place, why not just say, okay, you know, we do have to virtually punt on the season. We can still be competitive in games with Mason. But it should be Rodgers or bust for them, really. If they don't get Rodgers, they should just go with what they have. I mean, how much better right now is Kirk Cousins than Mason Rudolph right now, at this very moment? I can acknowledge that Aaron Rodgers is a better QB, but I don't know if I can say that Kirk Cousins is definitively better right at this minute than what Mason Rudolph would be. Cousins' game has dropped off greatly. So I'm not really sold on Kirk Cousins being that much better than Mason Rudolph. But maybe you're convinced. Maybe you think this is actually a good plan B for the Steelers. 412-928-9370. If things fall through with Aaron Rodgers, You on board with this as plan B? Kirk Cousins paying a chunk of $37.5 million, making a trade with the Atlanta Falcons, 412-928-9370. Who should be the plan B if it is not Aaron Rodgers? 412-928-9370. Does it feel like to anybody else that the Steelers really don't have a plan? 412-928-9370. I would love to line up some calls on this. And yes, it is a discussion about the Steelers quarterback situation. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN suggesting that Kirk Cousins could be a plan B for Pittsburgh if the Aaron Rodgers thing does not happen. I hope he's wrong. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls up next. Donnie Chedrick with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.